honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
I'm looking to catch me some Z's, sis. That's pretty much it. It's been a long weekend.
Oh, my God. It's been a long Monday. Today, oh, my God. Why? But anyway, long day. Long day. So, okay. Tell me about the weekend. What's up? What was going on?
Oh, just housework, and I got to actually spend some time with my newest addition, my newest grandson. Yeah. But just a lot of moving around, errands, and then a little work at the house. But that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, let me see. Congratulations on your new addition. I believe that's the Z3, right?
Right. Yes, that is Z3. That's who that is.
Yes, yes. And I'm so excited for you, you know. I don't know when my great day will come, but it will. I mean, you know, amen.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what else. You went to work today. How was work?
Work was good. I mean, it didn't drag on like a normal, you know, Monday. It went, sped right on through. I was thinking about leaving work early. I was talking to my daughter, mm-hmm. one of my daughters, when I was at work, and I said, I think I'm going to leave work early today. And then I looked at the clock. It was 3 o'clock. Well, I get off at 4. So it just didn't make sense. So I just went ahead and stuck that other hour out.
I know that's fine.
Well, yeah, it was pretty non-eventful.
I'm going to tell you about my Monday, okay? I got up at 6 o'clock
uh-huh.
because I had to take my husband to dialysis. And I like to stay half asleep when I get up in the morning so I can go back mm-hmm. to sleep till around 9 o'clock. You know, well, not around 9, uh-huh. about 8. But that didn't happen this morning. When I got back to the house, I had to take a whole bunch of stuff out of my car because I'm steady, I'm busy, so my car stay packed with stuff, and I can't stand
right.
it, right? So this
right.
morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, all my sleep had worn off, so I said, let me get all this stuff out this car, okay? So I decided, okay, I got all the stuff out the car. I'm coming. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to get me some Z's. Did it go that way? No. Okay, no, it didn't. So I'm up. I'm up looking at the ceiling like this is what it looks like this time of morning. You know, just staring at it. It's white.
Mm-hmm.
It's white. It's a white ceiling. Okay, anyway. So, okay. Because I have to drive all day. The job I have on Mondays is a full day of driving from 9 o'clock to 7 something at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I'm driving. Well, my husband drives in the evening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But Mondays be long. Like, I'm still in Monday right now, and I'm saying, wow, you're still here. Why? Why? Anyway. So that's it. That was my Monday.
Awesome.
That was my Monday.
So you barely made it home from work, huh?
Barely. And listen, this is what I want to say. So this weekend, right, was my first service in my new church building, right?
Right.
And so last week I fought with AT&T, because in Texas City, you can't get Comcast, right? So
uh-huh.
I called AT&T. They was like, okay, no, let me start with the lights. Oh, the lights are on. You good. You know, energized, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why I got my email. I get to the church building, they have no lights. This wasn't for church Sunday. This was during the week, right? No lights in
right.
the church, right? So I call the
right.
people. I say, "You sent me a email and said I'm energized. Why am I not energized in this building right now?" They have turned the lights on at the building across the street. I say, "Could you please turn the lights on in my building?" Please, could you transfer the light? well, you're going to have to call the power company. You are the power company. No, we work through your company. I said, oh, my God. I said, I need the lights on, like, right now. I got a church service I got to do Sunday. I need the lights on. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they had to go through this thing, cut the lights off at the other place, right? Poor people, because mm-hmm. they probably was enjoying them lights. Cut them lights off, and then I had to go through a whole nother electrical company just to get the lights on in the building. So now the lights are on. Now I got to get – I had the people to hook up the internet because I got to have internet in the building.
Right.
Right. So the man come in, drill a hole. He got to put a whole nother wire, go all the way to the box, come on. Put it, okay. He was like, you okay, it's activated, right? Go in church Sunday, no internet. I'm like, Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Because I don't understand what's happening. Which I do understand that we must go have some good times in the church, you know, because of all of this madness.
Right.
That's happening, right?
Uh-huh.
So Sunday was awesome. The weekend, Mari got her a car, and I pray for everybody that's riding around her in this car. And my God, oh, I pray for the people involved, you know, because they have no idea. You know, they have no idea what they're in for. You know, and she got a little, what is it, an SUV, a little SUV-like car or whatever. You know how it's kind of car-ish, but it's kind of SUV-ish. She was like, Mama, you going to ride? She was like, Mama, you going to ride with me to church? No, I got to preach. I can't ride with you to church. I might not make it. I might not make it. But anyway, she doing good. She got her little ride. You can't tell her nothing. She thinks she all that and bag of chips. I guess she is, but she ain't. You can't tell her that because she crazy. But anyway, so it was a very eventful little, my computer's kind of weekend. That's all I got to say on that. Now, what I really wanted you to get into is this new presidency, right? I ain't got nothing major to say on it. I don't like to get out deep into political jargon because it's boring. But everybody is going. It's like nobody is talking about Biden. They're talking about what people were wearing and Bernie Sanders. I'm like, why aren't we celebrating that we have a new president? Why are y'all talking about this man and his mittens? You know, he had the mittens. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, girl, I can't even. I don't even understand what's going on. I'm like, yeah, we got a new president. Now, I ain't mad at them about the Michelle Obama outfit. That was kind of cool what she had on. You understand what I'm saying? But I just want to say this about J-Lo. And somebody else may feel differently, but they could have got somebody else to sing. I think J-Lo, I don't know, maybe for other people it was wonderful for them. Everybody was like, J-Lo was fly, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, for the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, no offense, J-Lo, I know you're not listening, but just in case you run across this podcast, I just feel like your voice is more appropriate, you know. Because I thought some fly girls was going to come out. You know, I was taken aback. Ain't that how they say it? Is that how, the combination? I was taken aback. Who came up with that?
I don't know.
But I'll run with it. Baby, that was too much. That was too much. That was not. I was looking for more of a presidential type singing. You know. And I know we got there's some Beyonce fans that was excited when she sung for Obama and all that kind of carrying on, you know what I'm saying? So maybe J-Lo is appropriate for Biden. I don't know. I move on. Anyway, I digress. Okay. Did you wear pearls?
No.
Did you wear Chucks?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that conversation is over. I can't get into it. I can't get into it.
I did not do either one of those. Actually, I wore some all white Sperry's with some jeans, a white turtleneck, and a baby blue vest with diamond earrings. You know, I don't have any pearls.
So that's kind of crude.
That was out of the question. But even though I did not wear all of those items, the pearls, neither the pearls nor the Chucks, I was fly. And it was a good day.
Yes, yes. Yes, it sounds good.
Work day. Everything was good. So, yeah.
Yes. That sounded like that summer was girl fly. Listen. I don't wear jeans that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just started. I told myself this year I'm going to wear jeans. So I just went and bought me a bunch of jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have the Sister Cook syndrome because every time I put on jeans, it's like, okay, is he too tight? You know, and then I have to tell myself, you know, jeans are tight because they're jeans. They're too late.
Right.
I have to take myself through a whole banter cook because Sister Cook messed me up. She really, you know, and people are listening that know what I'm talking about. Sister Cook, you know, she has this thing she does. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I will. To where she'll say something. She won't say it just outright. But she'll say it in a kind of way where you was not self-conscious about something, then all of a sudden you are. I'm just saying, I was at church. Let me give you an example. I was at church, and I had on, my dress didn't have sleeves, okay? Did not have sleeves. I had no problem with it. Didn't have self-esteem issues. Wasn't even, honey, the dress was fly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Weave was on point. Makeup was, you know, I walked in with confidence. You understand me? Even had heels on. You understand me? For 5 minutes. You wear them to sit down. That's all you do. You wear them to sit down. And Sister Cook comes over to me before church gets started. This is what's so cold. This is before church gets started. And she says to me, "You are a woman of God. You got all them big old arms out." I was like, wait a minute. I didn't even know my arms was big. Before I promise you, I went to the restroom. You know the restroom is because church, you know, went in the restroom, and I was really focused. You know that mirror is hanging on the back of that door, right? So I was really, I was focused, and I really don't understand why it's in front of the toilet. I really don't, but let's move on. I was looking at my arms. I was like, Janice, I was like, look at your arms. Why are your arms so big? Now, I'm telling you, and I didn't realize that Sister Cook had did the razzle dazzle to me until I got home, and I was like, my arms are big, you know. I was like, man, Sister Cook did it again. I'm tripping. You know what I mean?
The razzle dazzle, huh?
The razzle dazzle. And then she did it to me with the heels because I came into church. I had bad heels on, girl. Oh, my God. Leopard print heels.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought I was going somewhere. Sister Cook got up in Sunday school and said, the hookers, the hooker here, back. Girl, I had to go.
God.
Listen, I mean, let's not discount the fact that it was holes in the floor anyway, so you weren't safe walking in heels anyway. But
I
didn't realize I was razzle-dazzled again until I was in Walmart trying to find cheetah print flats. You understand me? Yeah, did it again.
Well,
oh, my God.
No, I guess, because I'm a heels chick, so.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how to cook off the chain.
Yeah, she didn't get you. She got me. She didn't get you. She got me. And I didn't realize, I'm telling you that, I didn't realize it. And I always tell, it's crazy because I'm one of the people that teach about manipulation. I say my mother is manipulative, but I'm saying that when you are purchasing something and you are thinking more about what somebody is going to say than what you actually want, then that person is in an unhealthy place in your life. That's what I teach, right? Which is true. But for some reason, if my mama says something, I promise you, I don't think about it for 2 days, but it's like my actions. It's like her razzle-dazzle will manifest in my actions, and I will be messed up. Because I told James, James was like, I want to see you in some jeans. I was like, I don't wear jeans. Why don't you wear jeans? I said, because I don't want people looking at me in jeans. He said, why? You still ain't telling me why. I said, I don't know. I don't know why I don't wear. You know, I had a couple pair. But anyway, girl,
it's
enough
the
of that.
Razzle dazzle.
It's that razzle dazzle, girl.
It's the razzle dazzle.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to lift that cloud. You have to lift that. This is how I fought it. Preaching a sermon that says, let people keep their issues. You know how people say, I got an issue with you? No, keep it.
Uh-huh.
Keep your issue. Keep it.
Yes.
Because you have an issue, not me.
Yeah, don't make your issue not going to become my issue.
Yeah, you ain't that powerful.
You have an issue with it, then you the one that got to deal with it. I don't have to deal with your issue.
Yeah, work that out. Work that out. Well, I don't like it. Like Sister Cook told Moni, this messed Moni up. I told you, been razzle dazzle. Moni, no, Maury came to church with an ankle bracelet on. Maury, you can't shake Maury. Maury gonna wear what she wanna wear. You can't shake a green hair, blue hair, yellow hair. She gonna do it.
Yeah.
So Moni, she had an ankle bracelet on. Let me tell you the difference between the two. Sister Cook hugged Maury, called a peanut or something, and Maury sat down. She didn't say nothing to Maury. Maury's hair was green. Do you understand me? Moan walked up. Moan had an ankle bracelet on. Sister Cook say, you know, prostitutes wear ankle bracelets. After church, Moan come to me, Mama. I said, what? Did you know that prostitutes wear ankle bracelets? I said, girl, you've been razzle dazzle. Sister Cook said that to you. Oh, God. She was going to get rid of her ankle bracelet. I said, if you get rid of your ankle bracelet, you didn't have no business wearing it in the first place. That didn't have nothing to do with Sus Cook.
Yep.
Period. Anyway, so that's what happened. I bought me a bunch of jeans, you know, trying to break this razzle-dazzleism off of me. So, what you want to talk about? You know, I could talk all night.
Oh. And I can listen to you talk all night. There's not a whole bunch that I have to talk about, hon. Not a whole bunch at all. So how did it feel when you closed out service Sunday?
Man, it was like wow, you know, because I always wanted a church that was not judgmental, right? And I prayed, I said, Lord, if you give me a church that I wouldn't be that type of pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because this is what I believe. I believe your feet are on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has real life issues going on, so we should be able to help people walk that out. You get what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. be real and walk it out.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to stand and testify and preach in my own facility was something else. That was awesome for me. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Well, I can say what I could tell people, hey, not at this church. We're not doing that at this church. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, her skirt too tight. We're not doing that at this church. We are concerned about their heart and helping them get through tough times in their lives with the power of God. That's what we're dealing with. Back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about, okay, the event is coming up in April. So come on.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Well, this event is called the Southern Love Experience. And it is April 10th, and it's in Texarkana, Texas. And the name of the venue is 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill. It's in your best interest to be there. It is going to be off the chain. We're going to have a lot of performances. We have a few artists, and we also have a live band, and it's just going to be great. We're also going to be showcasing our family's talent, and those range from artistry to candle making to woodwork. It's going to encompass a whole lot of different things, so you will have a great time. It goes without saying. So the tickets are now on sale. You can get them at the venue, which is, like I said, at 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill. And if you don't live in that area, you can inbox me, or you can reach me on the Cook for Show Facebook page, and you can inbox me on there and let me know how many tickets you would like. They're $20 sale, and they're going to be $25 at the door. And we do Cash App. We do, Cash App and what's the other one, Janice?
Do you do Zelle?
Cash App, Zelle, and there's one more.
Oh, my God, what's the name of it? I know what you're let me look at the fly. Is it on the fly?
Oh,
I'm looking at the fly right now.
No, it's not on
the fly.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, you got Cash App, but you don't have another way on here. Yeah, I forget what the other name is.
Okay, Jayla, help me out. Where are you at?
Let me see.
Because I know they're listening.
Jayla, press 1. Thank you. Boom. There
but
she
anyway,
is.
Just inbox me. Inbox
hello,
me
hello.
Either on. Yes, ma'am.
Is she?
Jayla? Yes, ma'am. Okay, I really didn't expect you to come in, but hey, that's awesome. Okay, so we have Cash App. Oh, yeah. We have Cash App. We have Zelle. And what's the other one?
Cash App, Zelle, and Mama, I don't remember no other one.
Well, there is another one.
It is. I just can't.
I can't think of it right now.
PayPal.
Are you talking about Tom? PayPal, yes, PayPal.
Oh, okay. good grief.
My mind is gone.
But I will put all of that information on the Cooker Show Facebook page, so you'll know exactly which payments we accept, which is pretty much going to be those three. So, and I'll go ahead. You go ahead and get with me and get your ticket, and I will put you down and set your ticket aside, because this event you do not want to miss. And again, it's April 10th, and it's called the Southern Love Experience, and it's in Texarkana, Texas. So just hit us up on the Cook for Show Facebook page, and we will contact you as soon as possible.
Hey, Jayla.
Hey, Annie.
I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Oh, that's so sweet. I got to keep my phone muted because my puppy's playing with his toy.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, y'all. So we're talking about the Southern Love Experience. You need to be there. But until then, here's a song by Marcel Casanova. Call. What? Southern Love. Right here on 5926 Central.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? That's the love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't no mystery. No need to be certified with no special degree. The answer to you, you're good to me. I cherish your heart, you care for my needs. Protecting my woman, you respect your man.
And we're back. That was Southern Love. Listen, you want to be there. You want to be in the house like this. You want to be there, okay? You don't want to hear about it. You don't want to, you understand me? You want to mask up, hand sanitize up. You want to make sure that your temp is right. I just want to help you. You want to
make
sure you ain't.
You have no symptoms whatsoever. Not even a sniffle.
Come on. If your nose running and you right here talking about you got, it's your sinuses, stay at home. You're going to have to heal.
Stay at home. Please stay at home.
Jesus. But listen, I'm here to tell you, you want to be there. Couples want to be there, okay? You and you've been long, you need a date. You understand me? Y'all need a date night. This is what it is. This is what you need to go ahead and get involved with, okay?
Perfect, perfect date night. There will be raffles throughout the night. So, I mean, it's going to be well worth you coming.
My goodness. All right, so you want to, listen, this is perfect. Go ahead and do what you need to do. Ain't nothing wrong with a little traveling, too. Matters not where you live at. Ain't nothing wrong with a little traveling. Some of y'all need to get out the house anyway, okay? Get out the house anyway, okay? Some of y'all act like y'all in a horror movie. You not. Go on, get out the house. This ain't Walking Dead. I know half of y'all are in Paranoiaville. Get on outside and enjoy yourself, you know? I mean, some smooth sounds going on. Let me look back at this flyer, y'all. I like to read off of this. Featured artist, Marcel Casanova, accompanied by the Right Touch Band of Houston. Now, I ain't heard the Right Touch in a minute, but the Right Touch got the Right Touch. If y'all go to my channel, you understand me? Mm-hmm. I got a video with the Right Touch Band, okay? Let me tell y'all, when they bring it, they bring it, okay? We got Billy Cook, a.k.a. Mr. Soul Iconic. See,
Iconic.
I put that little pause in there. Soul. you wait, Iconic, okay? He's going to be there. He's going to be Essence of Soul. Damn, tell us about Essence of Soul. Talk to us.
Now, Essence of Soul is actually one of our other sisters, Cassandra, and her friend, Tam. They actually do a lot of backup singing for blues performers, but they also have their own group, their own music that they do themselves. So, and she's a local artist from the Texarkana area, so I thought it would be good to have someone local in the mix as well.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna do a live?
I thought about that. I'm in the process of getting with my son and our brother Marcus to kind of see what all we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Because
it
has been mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has been mentioned. We're just going a little bit more in depth with that right now.
Okay.
So, what were you saying?
I was saying now I can show you how to go to do the whole little situation. We'll talk after we get out the thing.
Okay.
But anyway,
yeah,
we'll talk later. Yes.
Yeah.
That's technical support. That's what that is. So I'm excited, you know, and like I say, and let me tell y'all about Marcel Casanova. Y'all want to meet him now. You don't want to wait. See, some of y'all. Y'all always want to be the ones that talk about, I knew him you ain't never met him. You need to show up. And then not only Marcel Casanova, you got different artists that's going to be there that you want to say that you went to their concert. You're going to want to say you did. So I'm just letting you. I'm just throwing that out there for you. Mm-hmm. You're gonna throw it out there. Now, you know, what is it? ZBT Award, Marcel Casanova. Didn't he win?
Right.
Right, right. So this is an award-winning artist. Okay. Zydeco Country. I might play it. I don't know. Let me think about it. Because I'm serious. Because people, they be like, oh, I heard it. No, you need to go. I'm not going to play it. Y'all going to go out there and you're going to hear it. Because that's what's up. Now, I have an interview coming up with Marcel Casanova live on my talk show. So I want y'all to make sure you keep your eyes peeled for that. You Facebookians and you YouTubers. Okay? Because we're going to be live
Facebookians.
On. You, yeah, Facebook. Yeah, I come up with it.
I know you do.
I'll be trying to come up with it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, we got some stuff coming up, y'all. And y'all need to make sure you pay attention. Okay? Because this Cook family is something else. Cook family is something else. Oh, now I always give a shout out to my nephew because he's that photographer. He is that photographer. Yes, he is. So I want to give a shout out to him right now. All right, Zan, go ahead and lay down the info. Unless he on here and want to tell the info himself, he can press one. But I'm just going to throw that out there just in case. Zan, tell us some information about our photographer. Which I
well,
need some pictures, Justin, if you're listening.
You
I need my ministry picture. Go ahead.
Okay, let me get it together. You're throwing stuff at me that I'm not ready for.
Oh, my bad. Let's see what else I can talk about.
Talk about something in the meantime.
In the meantime and in between time. Back to these pre-sale tickets for the Southern Love Experience that's happening April 10th, 2021. Again, the doors are going to open at 7 p.m. Showtime is at 8 p.m. You want to be in the house, okay? Cash App. Oh, well, pre-sale tickets are only $20, y'all. That's what it say. It say $20. Mm-hmm. When you get to the door, you're gonna be paying $25. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say it loud for the people in the back. Okay? Pre-sale ticket, only $20. That means you go ahead and get it now and attach your name to it. If you Cash Apping, attach your name to it, okay? Now, the Cash App is $SH, well, Shazam, but some of y'all can't spell, so let me spell it for you. $SHAZAM 382, okay? Now, I don't want to go back through that like they do at the bank and say S is for C, because y'all would have said, now, did she mean C? Or did she mean S? See, I don't want to confuse none of y'all. Sure, pre-sale 20. At the door, 25. Now, let's get on the ages. Zim, I got to do this. I'm sorry, I got to do this.
Oh, Lord.
I got to do the ages. The age is 25 plus. Let me explain it to y'all.
Please do.
Don't bring your kids in the car seat. Don't bring your kids. For those parents, I'm not going to even get into color. For those parents that like to put your kids on a leash, that's not going to work. Don't bring them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't care if they're handcuffed to your ankle and following you everywhere you go. They cannot come to this. Okay? Don't leave them in the car and say you're going to check on them from time to time. No. No. The number will be called on you. Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody may not go to the concert. Find that one that ain't going and leave your kids with them. Say, hey, you keep these children. Slap them a little 20 or a little 50. If your kid's bad, go and slap them a little 50 because you know your kid's going to tear their house. So you go ahead and compensate for the damage that they're going to do to them people's house. But don't you show up with them kids. Whew. All right, I just had to let that be known. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is definitely a grown up event. So we really wanna stick to that 25 and up, and IDs will be checked at the door. So along with temperatures. So
well, what if they show up? I got a question. What if they show up?
You would have a question.
What if they show up and they 20?
They will respectfully be turned away and told that they can come to the next event. And the next event, the age probably won't be so strict.
Shazam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
Yeah, y'all heard that. Listen, so don't even run up in there.
And we don't want to turn anyone away, but for this particular event, the age limit is 25 and up. Those are the age requirements, are 25 and up.
And she did not say BYOB.
No.
Did I say that right?
BYOD.
Yes.
None of that. Mm-mm. Don't show up with a cup, a purple cup, a titanium cup. Don't show up with a red cup. Don't show up with a bedazzled cup. Don't show up with none of that. This is a classic event.
Yeah, just bring yourself, and that's pretty much all you need.
And if you know you act like your kids, I'm not going to say it. Go ahead, man.
Nah, if you're 25, you get in. if you act like your child, then you know, hey. But if you're 25, you can get in.
Yeah, you need to be making some life decisions. You act like your kid.
Yeah.
Okay. You got our photographer information?
Yes, I do.
All right now.
All right. So it is Genius 7 Photography. On Instagram, it's at Genius 7, the number seven, not the word spelled out. So it's Genius, the number seven, Shot My Wedding. And his website is Genius7ShotMyWedding.com. And I also have his contact information, his business phone number. It is 346-857-5810. And you can get all of this information either on his website or on his Instagram page. And again, his website is Genius7ShotMyWedding.com.
And let me tell y'all something. When you go to his page, those are not, and you see those photos? Those are not pictures out of a magazine. Those are pictures that he took. Oh, my God. He took those. Those are not ads, generic ads that he put together. He took those pictures. I just want to help y'all. Because some of y'all be like, y'all going to call him, and the first question you're going to ask is, did you take the pictures that's on your page? Yes, he did. You're going to call him and say, you see this picture? Go ahead.
And also, I would like to add that if you do go to the Cook for Show, that's COOK space FA space SHO Facebook page, you will see his information on one of the links on there, as well as everyone else in our family who has business ventures, they're going to be on that page as well.
Yeah.
So, and all of their contact information. There are also photos of the items that they create. And, you know, the host of the show, not me, of course, but the other host, she probably has like 50 different things that she has going. But all of it will be listed, or you'll be able to see what all of those items are when you go to our Facebook page, our family Facebook page.
Now, that's true. That is definitely true.
Now, oh, and we have to mention Sister Cook, since I graciously mentioned her at the beginning of the show. Now, Sister Cook does puzzles. Now, I know y'all saying she do puzzles. Y'all tripping. Baby, let me tell you something about these puzzles. You're going to think they are pictures, okay? You got to go look at these puzzles, okay? You got to go mm-hmm. check them out, all right? So, again, Cook for Show. Some of y'all saying Show with a W? No.
Drop the four W. With a F-O-R? No.
No. No. Fuh. Just like it say, fuh. Like it say, fuh, show. Boom. Got it. All right. It looks like we had a good show. We are down to the wire, huh? All right. I'm so excited. This show has been so wonderful. Y'all have put up with me. Listen, my sister has put up with me. My God, I am just ecstatic that she would even put up with me. But hey, she's a wonderful sister, y'all. I know y'all want to give her a round of applause because she is wonderful.
I don't know about that round of applause, but you know.
It's the truth, girl. Okay, go ahead.
I try whenever.
Sign off.
Everybody,
go ahead and sign off for tonight.
It was good getting with y'all. Oh, and did you remind them of the new time?
The new time is 8 p.m. y'all. Cause let me tell y'all something. Y'all hostesses, we are bosses. Okay, so we are bosses. So we have to make sure that we handle our business, and we will make sure that we bring you content in a timely manner. So the new time is 8 p.m. Central. Okay? You still get us for an hour. It's all good. Go ahead, man.
And it was good getting to speak to everybody tonight, all of our listeners. The new time is actually, hopefully that will be better for everybody, because that'll give everybody time to get home and get comfortable and tune in to our shenanigans. It was good speaking to y'all tonight and listening to Janice and yeah, all of her stuff. And I hope to do the same thing next Monday at 8 p.m. Y'all have an awesome week.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I love you all, but I got to go. That's famous words. Y'all think, y'all don't know this, but them are famous words from my uncle. May you rest in heaven. We love you. Sending love up to Uncle Lazelle.
Uncle Lazelle.
Yes. So we love you. God bless you. Good night.